Remain in Me, a reflection on some verses from John 15. I will start by reading the passage through. Then there will be some points to reflect on with pauses between. If you need more time, just pause the recording. Perhaps take a few deep breaths and make sure you are comfortable. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts away every branch in me that bears no fruit, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes to make it bear even more. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Anyone who remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. If you're cut off from me, you can do nothing. You will wither. It is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, and it shows that you are my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. You are my friends if you do what I command. I shall not call you servants anymore, because a servant doesn't know his master's business. I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learnt from my Father. You did not choose me. No, I chose you and commissioned you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Consider yourself as a branch of the true vine, Jesus. You in him, and he in you. Imagine his life flow in you. Jesus speaks of our total reliance on our connection to him. How does that make you feel? He speaks of fruitful and of unfruitful branches. It is easy for us to be blind to our own fruitfulness. Ask God to open your eyes to see where the fruitful branches in your life are at present. Where his life flow through you is producing good fruit. Now ask God to show you where you are expending much effort and energy, but not seeing fruit. Simply bring all these things to God and lay them before him, just as they are. Picture or hear Jesus as he says, "I call you my friend." I call you my friend. Spend time just letting those words sink in. They are said directly and personally to you. When you are ready, come back to the here and now, putting your trust in God the Father, the loving gardener.